You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Police respond to an anonymous 911 call to find Jamaria Sessions, 9, dead with bite marks, abrasions, burns, bruises all over her tiny body. Home surveillance shows homeowner Tyshell Martin sicking her 100-pound Rottweiler on the little girl, just 9. Martin kicks Jamaria, who can't stand up after the attack, drags her by the hair, and continues to beat the child.
Nancy, Jamaria's father, Lowan Sessions, was given custody of his daughter after his release from prison, much to Jamaria's grandmother's dismay. Althea Chenault took care of Jamaria after her mother died of cancer. Sessions shared a child with Martin, and when the couple broke up, Sessions left Jamaria in Martin's care. Martin, who had 4 biological children, frequently punished Jamaria with exercise and beatings. Lowan Sessions, who accused Martin of abuse over text, is now charged with aggravated manslaughter and his daughter's death.
Tyshell Martin, 34, now charged with murder and aggravated child abuse. Police knock on the window of a stolen truck parked in a Washington neighborhood. The man and woman inside scramble out of the back seat, ask police for a moment to get dressed. Occupants ignoring police command to get out with their hands up. Moments later, the male, still completely nude, runs from the truck into a backyard. Police lose sight of him, but canine officer Bronco seems very interested in a nearby trash can. When police take off the lid, their naked suspect pops out, but abandons any thought of running when he comes face to face with canine Bronco, the unidentified suspect charged with vehicle theft and evading arrest. What about public nudity? I'd like to apologize to Bronco for what you had to see that night. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Texas county commissioner will serve 1 year of probation after accidentally shooting his grandson during a wedding he was officiating in Nebraska. For the latest, we turn to Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
63-year-old Michael Gardner from Odessa, Texas, was sentenced after pleading no contest to misdemeanor child abuse in connection with the September 2023 incident. The shooting left Gardner's then 12-year-old grandson with a serious shoulder injury. The incident occurred during an outdoor wedding near Denton, Nebraska, where Gardner was officiating for his nephew. As part of the ceremony, Gardner planned to fire a revolver loaded with a homemade blank round into the air to mark the start of the event. However, the gun discharged while he was cocking the hammer, striking his grandson instead. The bullet caused a deep wound, resulting in significant tissue and muscle loss. Gardner expressed deep remorse, saying, "It's something I'll have to deal with for the rest of my life." Despite the accident, Gardner was recently re-elected as a county commissioner in Ector County, Texas. Deputy Lancaster County Attorney Eric Miller, who handled the case, expressed dismay over the decision to bring a firearm into a public gathering, saying he was horrified by the reckless nature of the incident.
Originally charged with second-degree assault, Gardner's charges were reduced and he was sentenced following his plea deal. Former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein, who is currently incarcerated, has undergone an emergency medical procedure at Bellevue Hospital in New York City. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Weinstein's representatives confirmed that the 72-year-old was rushed from Rikers Island after complaining of chest pains. According to his publicist, Judah Engelmeyer, and prison consultant Craig Rothfeld, Weinstein's condition had been worsening for weeks, prompting his legal team to intervene. Attorney Arthur Idala reported that he had alerted jail officials, warning them that Weinstein's health was in serious jeopardy. Weinstein's procedure, identified as a pericardiocentesis, involved the removal of fluid from around his heart. This marks the latest in a series of medical issues for Weinstein since his return to Rikers Island from state prison earlier this year. His health troubles began in 2020 following his conviction on rape and sexual assault charges. In recent years, Weinstein has dealt with COVID-19, pneumonia, and a number of other chronic conditions, including diabetes and coronary artery disease. At his latest court appearances, Weinstein has relied on a wheelchair. Weinstein's original 2020 conviction was overturned by an appeals court, setting the stage for a retrial scheduled in November. However, his legal battles are far from over, with new developments on the horizon. Prosecutors have begun presenting evidence to a grand jury on up to 3 additional sexual assault allegations, while British prosecutors lawyers have dropped separate charges against him. Weinstein continues to deny all allegations of sexual misconduct.
Once a powerful figure in the entertainment industry, Weinstein's fall from grace has been emblematic of the Me Too movement, which first gained traction in 2017 when multiple women came forward with accusations of abuse.
Thanks, John. Marie Peter-Toltz, 41, uses her Master of Fine Arts degree from New York Studio School to build a name in the art world. Marie moves to California to live with boyfriend Valentin Brokesmit, but Brokesmit disappears, failing to pick Marie up from a tennis game. A year later, her family can't get in touch with her. LAPD performs a welfare check. Police get reports of a body at Woodrow Wilson High, 3 miles away. It's Brokesmit. No obvious signs of trauma to the body, and it doesn't appear he's been dead for very long. Police not sure if Brokesmit's death connected to Marie's disappearance 2.5 years ago. Marie Peter-Toltz, 5'7", 120 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes. If you have info on Marie Peter-Toltz, please call LAPD 877-275-5273. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.